Right, now, this is an important day for people coping with a particular condition. Let me speak to Nicola Moore, who's the Northern Ireland Country Director of Parkinson's UK. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It is World Parkinson's Day, Nicola. Just remind us how that particular disease affects people.
So today is a very important day, obviously, for people right across the world. We're reuniting for Parkinson's. World Parkinson's Day is sort of raising the awareness of what it's like to live with Parkinson's, which is a neurological condition, progressive, currently no cure. And people with Parkinson's don't have enough of the chemical dopamine because some of the cells have died.
And what are you hoping to achieve today? Because most ailments will have a World Recognition Day. Who's this message being delivered to?
So I suppose there's a couple of sides to this, Frank. We're trying to raise awareness of what it's like to live with Parkinson's. I'm sure we all know somebody with Parkinson's and know what symptoms they experience. But there are so many that people just don't see, they're not visible. You know, so we're trying to raise that awareness. I suppose we're also trying to reduce the stigma that's attached with Parkinson's, and also for people to get involved who have Parkinson's themselves to share their story.
And for those who may not know much about it, it tends to be an ailment where you see people with a trembling hand or trembling limbs, but it's not as simple as that.
No, so the common symptoms that people will think of are like tremor, their gait is a bit stiff, their movement, slowness of movement, but there's so many other things. There's difficulty with falls, with eye problems, with tiredness, pain, restless legs. I mean, we estimate there's probably about 40 symptoms, which is quite serious for people who are living with Parkinson's, and we're trying to sort of raise that awareness so people themselves who have got diagnosis of Parkinson's know what they're sort of living with, but also the general public to sort of raise that awareness of what it's truly like to live with Parkinson's.
What sort of support is there for people who are recently or have been recently diagnosed?
Well, we're the sort of charity for people with Parkinson's, and we're here locally, we're here nationally across the UK, and we provide a range of support for people. We have a helpline, if it was okay to give that out.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Yep. It's a confidential helpline, so it's 0808 800 0303. And if people want to get in touch, you know, about their Parkinson's, or also it doesn't just directly affect people themselves who have Parkinson's, obviously their family, their carers, friends, anybody who wants to get some more information, please do get in touch.
Okay, just give us the number again, please.
It's 0808 800 0303.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much indeed. I want to speak to Benny, who has been coping with the diagnosis of Parkinson's. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, Benny Marley from Belfast. Benny, you're in your 60s. When were you diagnosed with the ailment?
A couple of years ago, Frank.
No, sorry, you fire away.
Well, I was just going to say I started with a tremor in my hand and was attending the doctor and was sent to a neurologist in the city hospital and was currently then diagnosed with Parkinson's.
And for people listening, how prominent was that tremor in your hand? What did you first think it was, or how did it manifest itself?
Well, at the time, it started with a slight tremor in my left hand, and my doctor and I actually thought it was a bit of stress, maybe. But eventually, the tremor got worse, and I took it on the left inside of my body as well. And, of course, it was fairly serious.
Yeah, it's just your line dropped out on me there, but it was feeling something that you were. It was indeed something that turned out to be serious. And the treatment that you received when the diagnosis was given, what process does that take?
Well, what happened was, first of all, I was quite surprised that the consultation didn't take very long, and for someone to tell you that you have Parkinson's, it came as quite a shock. But nevertheless, I was put on certain medication. And to be honest, Frank, for me, the medication has worked very well. My Parkinson's is now pretty much under control.
Well, that must be reassuring for people who would be facing the diagnosis, that there is medication that gives you a good quality of life.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, everybody's different, Frank, of course, and we all are affected in different ways. Like the lady just talking, she said there's 40 different symptoms. I mean, I have other issues as well. I have a problem with my eyesight. I see like little bubbles floating in my eyes at times, and I also suffered hallucinations as well. But those are all reasonable. I can live with and get on with my life.
Yes, the hallucinations, I've read about this before, where people can feel anxious, they can be hallucinating, they can even be freezing at times. How does that manifest itself? What are you seeing when the hallucinations feature?
Well, my hallucinations come at night mostly, so when I don't sleep very well, so I waken up quite a lot. And when I waken up, I had strange dreams. I could see, for example, on one occasion, I seen bicycles hanging from a ceiling. I see a lot of writing on the wall, and it comes in different colors and strange dreams, Frank. And that's the way it manifests itself for me.
Yeah, that would be distressing. I'm glad that there is the medication that is helping. And if people are indeed concerned or worried, obviously speak to your GP. But if you've been recently diagnosed and you'd like assistance, the helpline number we've already given would be relevant. And Benny, I really appreciate you talking us through what is a stressful experience being diagnosed with Parkinson's on this World Parkinson's Day. Thanks for your time, Benny. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, it's coming up on 10:20.